As Tropical Storm Hanna heads toward the Atlantic coast and Hurricane Ike churns to its east, residents who fled Gustav last weekend are returning home. Among them, New Orleans East resident Sharon White. You'll remember we first met Sharon White 3 years ago at a shelter in Baton Rouge.
My property is underwater right now, and I'm going to rebuild that sucker, and I'm going to make it bigger and better, and we're going to get it back together. Yes.
Easier said than done. It was weeks before White could even get back to her house, months before she saw any insurance money or rebuilding funds. At one point, her house was robbed of new copper pipes. She was living at a friend's house until March of this year. Finally, she moved back home. On Sunday, Sharon White was getting ready to install new kitchen cabinets when New Orleans was evacuated for Hurricane Gustav.
It was like Katrina all over again, except I was prepared. When I left for Katrina, I thought I was going to be gone a day or two. It turned out being 2.5 years. It took me back, but coming home, driving in, you could see a lot of areas actually had a lot of damage. There were signs down and everything. Trees just snapped. Lafayette, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, got some parts still don't have light. I mean, I came home, I have light. I am so excited because, I didn't want it to go to nobody. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't wish what happened to me to nobody. But I said, Lord, not us again. Because they were really worried about the East.
Sharon, I just want to ask you about the mood in the city. One of the things I wondered about as Hurricane Gustav wore down on Louisiana was how the city and the surrounding parishes would hold up psychologically. I mean, it must be so difficult to go through this almost 3 years to the day that Hurricane Katrina hit.
Oh, my God. I know. That's what I just took me a drive, and I just prayed, because I said, Lord, I don't want to. I lived in this car. I lived in my car 3 years ago for about 3 days before I found that shelter you found me in. And then I had a double fear. I was like, okay, if the hurricane don't get us, when everybody evacuates, the criminals might come in and take the little you left. But it didn't happen. Thank God.
So you're back. You have water and power, and people didn't come in and strip your copper or the new cabinets that you put in?
I still have my TVs, my all your little things that you worked hard for. I had just bought brand new appliances still in boxes.
So now that you're back in your house, I want you to do me a favor, because I've been out there. I've visited your home. Last time I was out there, you're there on a corner lot, and your house was gutted down to the walls. There was nothing in the house.
Nothing.
The appliances were pulled out. You had to replace the windows. You had to replace everything. You've come quite a distance. Could you quickly describe what it's looking like right now?
Well, it's a home again. I am still doing some stuff in here, but I have windows. And I remember for some reason, I still remember this, something you asked me. You said, when I looked up and it was just an empty wall there, nothing there but the ceiling. And I said, I see a ceiling fan. I have that ceiling fan. And I got one of those, like a Bahama one. The blades are like big leaves.
So when I was there, I looked around your home, and, mm-hmm. and I saw a lot of emptiness. And you fussed at me and you said, no, I see possibilities here.
Yeah,
I see window treatments and new cabinets.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I have. And when I tell you, I cry like a newborn when I first turned my electricity on because I hadn't had lights in my house almost 3 years. So believe it or not, I'm here now. I have my neighbors on the corner. I have four people around me now. My neighborhood is actually, I would say we're about 85% complete. There's two houses on my block that don't have people in it.
Sharon, we're hearing that a lot of people have not come back to New Orleans East, that there are pockets where families have come back, but mm-hmm. there are several stretches, and mm-hmm. in some cases almost entire blocks, where families haven't come back.
Right, but that's not here. You drive off into another area, and you got a whole block not completed. But I'm talking in my, I would say, 5-block radius, we're like 85%.
Do you think you had something to do with that, your sort of can-do spirit and determination to come back to your house? Was it contagious?
I wish I could take the credit for that. But you know what I think it is? People just not ready to give up on their property in the city yet. Now, granted, if we get the water that we got for Katrina ever again, I'm not going to rebuild. I'm going to sell my house and do it somewhere else because I'm not getting any younger, any healthier. So I have to do what I have to do for me and get myself on something a little more stable.
Sharon White, it is always good to talk to you. All the best to you. Welcome home. Good luck with the last bit of construction that you have to do, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank your listeners for me and for everything they did and contributed to my house and my story.
That's Sharon White speaking to us today from her home in New Orleans East.